Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Wanted to talk about what's going on right now for the couple of days here, two or three days, with the New Orleans budget hearings. So at the end of Tommy's segment, you heard him speaking about the budget with Clancy Dubose. My observations are simply this. This is a very difficult process. One, where we hope and we need, and we absolutely need, the council, the administration to come together. We need to be successful. We hear this all the time, and maybe it's an overused term. It's a defining moment. It is for this city. It really is right now, because we've yet to be able to determine what the deficit actually is. Now we're hearing that it's probably closer to $200 million as opposed to $100 million. Who knows? There's no sense in engaging in conjecture at this point in time. It is what it is, and for the time being, it ain't going to change. And so that's the sad reality that we find ourselves in. So there's two ways to work our way out of this deficit. One is to increase revenue. That could be enhanced collections on taxes that already exist. What we know at the present time is that we don't run that many audits, sales tax audits, in the city of New Orleans. It's an honor system. Businesses collect sales taxes as a fiduciary on behalf of the city of New Orleans from business operators across the city. 26 audits last year. In Jefferson Parish, to give you an example, typically in a year, 300 audits. Because it's the honor system. You want to make sure that people maybe intentionally are not doing the right thing. And a lot of folks, more often than not, unintentionally, because they're not exactly clear of what the law says, how transactions are to be characterized, whether or not those are sales taxable transactions. I know, most point of sale transactions are, but there are some confusing elements and ingredients of sales tax. And then the other is property taxes, making sure that we have properties appropriately assessed, making sure that the revenue department is able to collect those taxes in a timely manner as well. So what do we know? Well, what we know about property taxes right now, and it's something that really needs to be, I think, adequately discussed, and folks need to get some answers to, is that when we look at appeals of assessments on property, the number one producing parish of appeals in the state of Louisiana is Orleans Parish. And in fact, the vast majority of the docket of the Louisiana Tax Commission or appeals from the city of New Orleans as it relates to the assessments that are placed on properties within the city. Why that is, I don't know. I don't have the answer to that question. What I also know is the vast majority of those appeals are won by the appellant, the taxpayer. So we really need to dig deep into why is that? What is going on? Why is that occurring? What is the cost to the city of any, right? What we do know is that the budget of the assessor is a percentage off the top of the tax roll filed. I don't know whether or not that budget is actually modified when the tax roll has actually been reduced as it relates to the appeals that are successfully had by taxpayers. If not, it ought to be, quite frankly, because that would be a modified tax roll, and the assessor should not be the beneficiary of that increased number when, in fact, it doesn't stand legally. I don't know whether or not that's done or not, but it's something that ought to be looked at. And then, obviously, there's the third consideration, which is additional taxes. And sometimes folks really believe that's the easy out. And if you can pass it, it certainly is. But if you can't, what it means is that you have to figure out where you're going to cut and how you cut. If you look at like city of Chicago right now that has over a $1 billion shortfall, $1.15 billion shortfall. Interestingly, as messed up as Chicago is, they've been able to determine what their deficit actually is. Now, what they can't figure out is how they're going to cover that shortfall. And obviously, the mayor there, Brandon Johnson, is thinking about, you heard it, the nasty word, begins with a T, taxes. And they are thinking about these exotic taxes, like a tax on the number of employees that each business has. Think about that for a second. You're sitting there trying to create economic development, trying to get more businesses to move to your respected municipalities, political subdivision, whatever it may be, the city of New Orleans. And at the same time, you say, yeah, but when you create all these jobs and you hire people, you're going to pay a tax on how many people you actually hire. That is so counter to the way that this ought to work. You're punishing the success of companies that are creating the tax base for you in the first right, and you're trying to take more. Because there's a belief with some folks that you should not be able to enjoy the largesse of your success. That if you're too successful, you're obnoxious. If you make too much money, you're obnoxious. So we need to create balance, right, for you. We need to take more of your money because you're just too successful in our eyes. It's interesting how some folks view the world. And it's what's really interesting is that they're going to learn that these companies are fairly nimble and they don't need to be in Chicago. They could be somewhere else. And maybe that city is New Orleans. And maybe that's who we ought to be going after, right? And getting more of these businesses to leave Chicago and not have to face the craziness that's going on there. Maybe if we can get our act together here, and I suspect that and hope that we will, I pray that we do each and every day, that we can lure companies that are being browbeat every day in these cities across the country where they're too successful in their eyes. They make too much money. They're distributing too much money to their shareholders. They need to share that largesse with folks that have done nothing in the most part to contribute to the success of these companies, and they want it. So the other is, is taxes. I don't know that there's going to be an appetite in this city right now, and I don't know that there's going to be an appetite in this city in the coming years for that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And so there's some difficult decisions that are going to have to be made. And I think former Mayor Mark Morial, I was reading an article in NOLA.com yesterday, is right. Everybody needs to get behind this mayor. Everyone needs to get behind this new council. Obviously, there needs to be a spirit of congeniality and civility because cutback management is the most difficult type of management there is. There's nothing harder, right? You run for public office, a lot of folks do. I think almost everyone. They really want to help people. It's a slap in the face and a sad reality, though, when you understand that unless you're fiscally prudent, unless you have somewhat of a conservative approach to how you manage dollars within the city budget, and you just can't willy-nilly help everybody at whatever cost, because what happens is almost a situation that we're going to find ourselves in. If we have a $200 million deficit, we're not going to be able to help many at all. Because the basic city services are going to end up consuming the lion's share of the budget. And then you're not able to help that many folks, period. You're going to have to cut those programs. You can't save those programs and take it on the short end for basic city services. I don't think the public is willing to do that. You're going to be able to BS your way through that process. They recognize and understand the shortcomings of the delivery of these services. They know now better than they've ever known. And what happened during Katrina and the pandemic is folks went and experienced something else, especially Katrina, and they saw what happens in other areas of the country and how they manage themselves. And they got a taste of something different. And they brought back a different expectation level. And I think it's been frustrating city government for a long time. You know, they got a pass because we were down and out in Beverly Hills, right? We were flooded in the city. The city had damages and the type of damages and the extent of damages that no other area experienced. Even though we had 33,000 homes flood in Jefferson Parish, it wasn't to the extent of the city. And we were able to recover in a much quicker way than the city, and for a whole host of reasons. So you got a little bit of a pass of a number of years, but not any longer. Those days are gone. And we still have a lot of dollars that we've yet to spend from that period of time. And the only reason I go through this exercise is for the following reason. The only way that we're going to be able to achieve success is to be patient, to gain a better understanding of what is out there. As the mayor-elect said, to manage expectations. A lot of folks are going to want a lot of things to happen real quick. They can't. We have to be deliberate, in my view, as to how we approach these finances. We cannot live on a shoestring budget. We cannot live on a razor's edge in the budget. We need to make sure that we've got the necessary working capital to pay our bills and not have to short circuit some of the activities in order to pay our bills and try to catch up 2 months later. That doesn't work. It's never worked. Once you get behind that eight ball, you are stuck. And you never come out from under it. It is a mindset. It is a culture that will permeate your organization. It is a cancer. A huge cancer. And that has to change. And the fact of the matter is that when you have a $1.6 billion budget and a roughly $700 to $800 million operating budget, and the rest is grants and other types of programs of dollars coming in from third parties, that most often than not, you are reimbursed. You got to have cash to spend in order to get reimbursed. And I suspect that there's been years that we've held up projects because we didn't have the money to put out on the front end. Remember what I've said many, many times. It's easy to get the money. You have to be in a position and have the ability to receive it, which means that you have to have the necessary cash within your operating budget to front the money in order to get reimbursed. And if you don't have it, you can't get to where you need to get. And that's why these projects have wallowed over the years, because we have not judiciously evaluated how we're going to go about doing that. Grants are great. You can't live off of grants, though, because it has a cost. You're fronting the money. It'd be interesting to find out what is the totality of the impact in the dollars that are expended on a cash basis in order to get reimbursed in the city of New Orleans when half of your budget is a grant. That's a lot of cash. They're cash poor. They don't have it on a recurring basis. So the mindset, grants are good, yeah, it is if it's a program that you otherwise intended to fund and you're able to get grants to do it, because you would assume that the evaluation has been done that on an operating basis you can afford to do it. Then it's a big, big win. It's like hitting the lottery if you can get a grant to do it for you, set it up, and you intend to carry it out for the number of years after the grant expires. But I'll make the following observation as well. Granting federal grants, this landscape under the Trump administration is different. It's not going to be as easy. There are going to be more strings. There's always been strings, but they're going to be strings presented in a different way. One thing I know for sure is we're not going to grant our way out of this predicament. It's not going to happen. Not now, not ever. So we need to put all of that in its proper perspective and gain a better understanding as to what the impact is to us financially month after month after month in the management of all of these grants and what that impact is on our operating expenses month by month. We should have known that we were headed into this dangerous, dangerous position that we find ourselves in. If it's $200 million, that's incredibly dangerous. Very dangerous. And it's going to be interesting to see how we come out. And I wish and I pray and I hope that this council and this administration are able to put their collective heads together, figure this out, because it needs to be sooner rather than later. There is exigency in riding this ship. And it's going to be painful, but we can't fear the pain. And we cannot fear the difficult decisions that need to be made in order to get us to where we need to be, because our life, economic life, really depends on it. We'll be right back with the Lieutenant Governor. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL, broadcasting live from the People's Health Medicare Center at 3017 Veterans Boulevard near Causeway. Come on by. Say hello. Got a lot of smiling faces here ready to serve you. Folks have been coming in, and they're actually having a good time. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.